In this bulletin, an Australian government COVID-19 vaccine deal with the University of Queensland is scrapped. Morocco and Israel agree to normalize relations. And in sport, tributes for former Italian footballer Paolo Rossi. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghali. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has increased orders for alternative potential COVID-19 vaccines after one clinical trial was abandoned. The federal government had made an agreement with the University of Queensland and company CSL, but the next phase of the vaccine won't proceed. A further 20 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine have been ordered, along with an extra 11 million of the Novavax to cover the Australian population. Mr. Morrison is reassuring the public that coronavirus vaccines won't be distributed until they are safe and Australia's processes won't be compromised.
And we have one of the highest ratios of availability of doses of any country in the world. So this is a demonstration of the success of the vaccination policy and approach that we have been following. We have prepared for this, we have planned for this, and now we're making decisions in accordance with this.
The trials were stopped after some participants returned false positive results for another illness, HIV. A U.S. government panel has endorsed the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine in a step towards a wider vaccination program. A decision from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on the vaccine is expected within days, and it's likely it'll follow the recommendation. The refrigeration company UPS is testing and preparing for distribution of the vaccine. Almost 300,000 people have died in the United States from COVID-19, and the highest one-day tally was recorded on Wednesday with 3,124 confirmed deaths. State premiers, territory leaders, and the Prime Minister Scott Morrison will attend the final national cabinet meeting for the year, face-to-face in Canberra. Health officials will provide an update on when the COVID-19 vaccine rollout is expected to start. Western Australia's Premier, Mark McGowan, won't be present because of health advice about not coming into contact with South Australians, including that state's Premier. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has told Channel 9 that Mr. McGowan's decision not to travel interstate is illogical.
I think the PM's leadership at the National Cabinet has been quite remarkable this year. It's resulted in pretty significant outcomes that, as you point out, put our country in a very different position, in a much more positive position than what we're seeing in most other comparable countries around the world.
Israel's leader has promised to work quickly to establish full diplomatic relations with Morocco after a deal was struck with U.S. support. U.S. President Donald Trump says the agreement between Morocco and Israel to normalize relations is a historic breakthrough. Palestinians have condemned the deal in a similar reaction to earlier agreements between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Sudan. Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has thanked President Trump for his efforts in helping to bring peace to the Middle East.
I want to thank, too, the King of Morocco, King Mohammed VI, for taking this historic decision to bring a historic peace between us.
In sport, the wife of former Italian footballer Paolo Rossi has paid tribute to her late husband for teaching her beautiful values and for being a great person. The football commentator who'd led Italy to the 1982 World Cup title died aged 64, and the Italian Football Federation plans to fly flags at half-mast in his honor. Federica Capoletti says Rossi was a great yet simple person, and she plans to continue his legacy.
That's all I can say, that after Paolo Rossi, we will have to survive. We will try to do this and to carry on what he did, our projects, and especially to raise our daughters.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 33 degrees. Adelaide, a sunny 31. Melbourne, much the same as yesterday, 23 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 20 degrees. Canberra, similar conditions as yesterday, 21. Wollongong, a cloudy 19. Sydney, possible morning shower, 21 degrees. Newcastle, a shower or two, 21 degrees. Brisbane, showers developing, 27 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two, 32 degrees. And Darwin, possible shower or storm, 34 degrees.